Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Welcome, baddies, to a brand new episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy on every Thursday with me. I know you guys have been telling me that you've been missing solo episodes with me, so I got you. I started doing this little thing. This episode is actually going to be a little different than normal, even a little different than my normal solo episodes. So I would love your feedback at the end, whether it's in my reviews with 5 stars, obviously, or my DMs on Too Tired to Be Crazy's Instagram. And if you want to let me know whether or not you like this type of episode. So today I'm showcasing, first time ever, my audio diary. So over the past couple of weeks, I've been secretly practicing recording myself when inspiration strikes, or even when it doesn't, and I want to make myself feel inspired, so I talk myself into it. And, you know, maybe even moments where I just needed to vent a little to my microphone, because I'm a podcaster, so now I just carry it everywhere. Even if I'm fucking a guy, I'm going to pull out my mic now, and I'm just going to be like, you know those moments when the guy's a pre-comer? Steve, you got anything to add to that? Just kidding. Look at me getting awkward because I'm so nervous about you guys listening to this like audio diary. Okay, so today's episode is going to be a 3-part type of ordeal. All 3 parts are important. So you got to listen to each as they build off of each other. Starting with, drum roll please. Oh, never mind. We don't have the budget. So I'll just use my voice. Manifestation. That is so important. I know I talk about it a lot on my personal Instagram, but I truly believe in it. And some days I don't feel like manifesting. Some days I feel down. Some days I don't really believe in it. But other days I feel inspired. And I said, you know what? It's time to let you guys in on this positive journey. It's not easy. And you're going to know of those moments where I'm feeling down. But I want to go from low with you all the way up. So let's get started. Like, have you ever felt that you've stopped dreaming, that your life has taken a different direction that you once thought you were going to have? I'm sure you have, especially with a pandemic, let's be honest. Or perhaps you've just lost that once fiery drive and inspiration they used to have. Or your innocence as a child. You know, when we're children, we have so much hope and we believe in love and we believe that we're going to be so successful and believe that everything's going to work out for us. And then as we get older, as adults, like all of that kind of starts to fade away and we get sucked into quote unquote reality, or what we believe the reality should be. And that's why we're supposed to be miserable, or that, you know, life maybe just doesn't work out, or that the bad guys win, or that maybe love is not for you, or maybe being successful and winning in life is just not meant to be for you. And that's okay. But it's like, why? Why do we tell ourselves a story like that? And then eventually we start to believe it. Why? Why can we choose a different story for ourselves? Why can we choose, you know, to believe that, you know, maybe I do deserve to be loved. Maybe I do deserve to find success. Maybe I do deserve to be happy. Why not? So I get it. And I've been there more than once, actually constantly. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to stay there. And the more I sit there and give you all this advice, and you guys DM and you always tell me like, V, you're really uplifting me. Guess what? I uplift myself too. Because in the end of the day, when you give advice to someone, you're actually just giving it to yourself. So let's get re-inspired and let's start manifesting our lives, baddies. So this is not the end. It's not the middle. This is the beginning of the best life you're ever going to have. This is the beginning of the best day. Today's going to be the best day ever. And this is going to be the best journey ever that you're on. And guess what? Since I've recorded these little bits, I've gone back to, you know, feeling down. That's why I'm so excited to re-listen to my podcast episode today. I'm so excited to re-listen to it with you guys. And I'm so excited to feel re-inspired and re-inspire you guys. So like, let's get on this journey together. Let's go. Hey guys, so I don't actually even know which episode this is going to be in because I wasn't planning on recording right now, but I had all these thoughts in my head and I'm like, why don't I just record myself quickly just so I can have this for whatever solo episode is going to be coming up next. I was just sitting here and I was thinking, about goals and accomplishments and all these things. And it kind of made me sad. I realized that years ago, I used to manifest things that I wanted, and I believed in manifesting, and I believed that it worked because it happened to me. And I don't think I realized until today that I stopped dreaming big. I stopped dreaming completely. I stopped thinking that certain things are even possible, and I allowed life to happen to me instead of making life happen for me, instead of me making the best out of life, and instead of me being in charge. I was so focused on so many other things that I didn't even realize that like life was just passing me by. I remember when I was younger, and I've talked about this before, when I was 14, my life goal was to buy a house when I turned 30, and I manifested that, and it happened to me. I bought a house exactly like I imagined when I was 14, when my parents were never able to afford a house in America. And I kept telling myself, one day when I'm 30, I'm going to buy a house in the hills with a beautiful view and big open windows, and it's going to be mine. And then one day I turned 30 and I bought a house in the hills with a big open view and with a big, beautiful view and big open windows. And it wasn't within six months of living there is when I finally remembered my dream. And I was like, wow, I manifested this. But the crazy part is that that was one of the final things I ever wanted. And I didn't realize that the things that I wanted in life, I achieved. And once I achieved that, I stopped dreaming. And I think that's the scariest thing that we can do, and we do as adults. We stop dreaming. We stop dreaming of all the things that we thought were possible when we were younger, whether it's as a teenager or even in your early 20s, when you're still hopeful. When you get older, you worry more about paying your mortgage or, you know, getting married, having babies, and you stop dreaming. You stop dreaming big. Things don't even make sense to you anymore. So you just allow life to happen to you, and you just go on with your day every single day, just doing what you need to do. So then you can stop working, and then you can enjoy yourself by, you know, drinking a glass of wine while watching Netflix. And that makes me so sad. I just saw something that this girl that I don't really know that well, but who just achieved. And seeing that, someone showed it to me. And I was just like, wow, I didn't even know something like that was possible. And my friend was like, yeah, just put your mind to it, like manifest it, you know, make it yours. And I was just like, look, first I was thinking, wow, I'm so jealous. That's so cool. And she goes, what do you mean jealous? Just you do it too. And I was like, well, to be honest, I didn't think something like that is even possible. Like, I didn't know you can even achieve something this big. Like this girl basically got like millions of dollars for her brand. And I was like, I didn't realize that was possible. And she was just like, why not? You have such a big brand. And that's when I realized, you know, I guess I stopped dreaming. I guess I grew up and I stopped having dreams. And I think the last, I don't know, year or so, maybe even 2 years, I allowed life to happen to me. No matter how exciting it got sometimes with vacations or friends or whatever, I allowed it to happen to me because I no longer had any goals because I achieved all of them. I wanted to be worth millions. I wanted to have millions of followers. And I wanted, my biggest goal was to buy a house when I'm 30. And it happened. And I was like, now what? And then when anyone would ask me about my goals, I would just change the subject. I didn't want to talk about it because I was like, I'm already doing so great. Like, why do we need to talk about it? Because I didn't know where I would be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And sometimes I think the things that make us the most uncomfortable to talk about, we should talk about it. So right now I was sitting there, and when it hit me, the like, holy shit, this accomplishment that this other person has, let's not be jealous. Like, oh my God, it's a possibility. This can happen to me. I need to like figure out how I can achieve it. I need to look at it every day, and I need to start having goals again, because that's going to be exciting. It made me feel motivated. Like all this time, I was just allowing life to pass me by with no specific goals, just going day by day and just seeing what happens and waiting for things to come to me. And it's like that is not the person that created daddy issues. Like the person that created daddy issues was so depressed and envisioned this brand new life for her. And then this person got comfortable and she forgot what it was like to struggle. And she forgot what it was like to be super poor. And she forgot what it was like to feel really lost in her head and not liking who she saw in the mirror. She forgot all those things and she got comfortable. And that's not who I want to be. Like, I want to go back to being this hopeful person that believes that there's something else out there. Like, I still want to change. I still want to make a difference. I still want to be part of like all these charities and organizations. I want to do my first TED Talk. I want to go to schools and encourage people to learn about empathy and loving themselves and figuring out how they can really understand their emotional self as much as they take care of their physical selves. Like, I want to do all that. And I'm sure that hopefully if you're listening, if you haven't started to create these goals because they seem so impossible to you, find someone who's achieved the goals that you want and make a mood board out of it. I literally, before I just started recording this, I Googled how to make a mood board. So let me tell you, I'm very rusty with this, but I'm going to do it. Because I thought you had to like print everything out and then put it on a regular mood board as if like it's like, you know, the 90s. But no, apparently you can just create it on your computer, which is awesome. Now I know. So after I finish recording this little segment, I'm going to create myself a mood board and I'm going to put down things that even if in this moment I don't believe can happen to me because they seem so far out of reach, I'm going to put it down if it's something that I want. And I'm going to figure out what I want to do with my life. And I'm going to figure out who I want to be as a person. And I can't wait to finally wake up and not just let life happen to me and just be like, all right, I guess I have to post, I have to do this, I have to do this, whatever. And instead I get to wake up and work towards new goals. Because when I don't have new goals, let me tell you, I get depressed. And I think the last 2 years, just listening to my podcast, you've heard me with my ups and downs of depression. And then recently, when I got my eye allergy from feeling really down from allowing other negative people affect me, I'm somewhat going, not really going through a friend breakup, but I need to go through a friend breakup, which I haven't been able to have the courage to do. And there's some people I think it's time for me to let go and other things in my life that I've allowed for people to walk all over me for too long. And I've allowed things to happen to me. And I forgot that I am the main character of this movie. It's my movie. And I play this every single day. And I forgot. I forgot that I was the main fucking character. I was being an extra. I was just happy to be there in my own movie. That's crazy. So I don't know. I guess I'm recording this little segment because I feel hopeful right now. And I hope that when this episode airs, whatever episode I'm going to attach this little segment to, that I will rehear it and I will feel inspired again if I'm not in that mindset in that moment. And where if I hear it and I already am, by the time I hear this, I already started working on the goals that I wrote myself down. And I hope that whoever is listening, you're also going to feel inspired. If you feel in a rut, if you feel like you're in a job that you don't like and you don't know how to get out of it, in a relationship you're not happy with, you're not happy with yourself, anything like that, create a mood board, feel inspired, do something for yourself for once that makes you look forward to waking up every single day. It may take a while. It may not be right away. It may take a week to kind of figure out what you actually want, but at least you're going to take the time and think about it. I still don't really know what are my next goals. Like, I achieved everything I wanted, but like all those things that you thought that maybe are not possible in creating, like, fuck, I went from being an accountant to creating daddy issues. I literally make a living from this instead of doing accounting. So like me sitting there thinking that everything is like, not everything is possible. I literally did the unimaginable, unthinkable, the impossible. And I'm sure all of you guys who are listening, you probably done something in your life that you never expected that you would do. And you fucking did that. And here we are sitting trying to be adults thinking like, yep, now that we're adults, we don't have to dream anymore. That's not true. So today I want to start dreaming again. And today I hope you guys will start dreaming with me. And I hope that whether it's this year or next year or whatever the time may be, I hope we will dream so big that we will achieve everything we've ever dreamed of. I want that for us. All right. Well, that's this little segment. I don't know which episode this is going in, but I can't wait to re-listen to myself say all of this. Bye. Phew. Okay. That was a good start, wasn't it? Okay, so diary part one, check. So we usually forget that our thoughts become our reality. And that's why I can't stress enough how important it is, because your thoughts turn into words and those words become your reality. There's actually this research that I was reading recently. Well, one research I've spoken in the past was that you can change a bad habit into a good one in 7 days. You can reprogram your brain into, you know, turning that one bad habit into a good one, which means that if every day you wake up and you look at Twitter and then you get angry and then that kind of presents you the rest of your day, then instead for 7 days, you can wake up and choose to not look at Twitter. So instead you'll, you know, meditate or cry or whatever it is that you need to do to help you get through the day. But if that's a good habit that you choose to have, after 7 days, your brain will reprogram to get used to doing that good habit, and then other good habits will fall through. This other thing that I read is that, you know, with, because what we say to ourselves becomes a reality, there's this research that shows it takes 44 days to supposedly change your reality. Meaning if every day you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, I fucking hate myself, no one loves me, I'm so ugly, then that will become your reality. But for 44 days, you wake up and you look in the mirror and you say, I am so loved, I am so beautiful. Even the parts about me that I don't love yet, I will love eventually, but like, I love everything about me and I deserve to be loved and I'm amazing. And you know what? Today's going to be a really good day. So if you say that to yourself every day for 44 days, after those 44 days, you will make that into your reality. You will actually subconsciously start looking into the mirror and you're going to be like, wow, I love this person that I'm looking at. And then you're going to be walking around with so much positivity inside of you that you're going to end up attracting people to you more. And they're going to be like, well, there's something about you. You just like, you shine. There's like, I just want to love you. I just want to give you some love. And like, it's like so much positivity around you. And it's because you created a new reality for yourself, all from those little tiny thoughts you had in your head and all from talking to yourself for 44 days. It's a real thing. I just recently read about it, so that's why I didn't talk about it in my little manifesting part one. Anyway, like I said, every thought that crosses our minds can affect every outcome that we want for ourselves. So never forget that you can achieve anything you set your mind to. You just need to start believing that it can happen. And I know that sounds really lame because sometimes there's these things that I really want, but I just can't believe, like, it doesn't seem like possible to me. So I'm like, there's no way. So I can't even manifest it because I can't even, I'm a visual person, so I can't even visualize it. But I remember one time I was doing really badly financially and I could not visualize to myself that I will be making more money. So I actually ended up asking my friend to send me a screenshot of her bank account, and her bank account had like $500,000 or $600,000 in there. I know, literally insane. It's like a house. And she sent me a screenshot of her account, current account. And I remember every day I just kept looking at it. And actually, now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh shit, I should do this again to re-manifest. But every day I kept looking at it and I was like, this is my bank account. Like, this is what I have in my account. This is what I have in my account. This is what I have in my account. And eventually, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I didn't get to that part, to that point. I'm not going to lie. But money started coming back to me, you know? So I'm just saying, like, you got to start to envision for yourself the life that you want any way possible. If you're like me and you're a visual person, so you literally cannot fake it, you cannot pretend that you have money in your account if you don't, then fake it. Create a fake looking thing that looks like you have that money in your account. Lie to yourself, but like for good reason. So repeat it in your mind as many times as possible. Look at it as many times as possible. Daydream. Why do we start daydreaming? I hate that. Daydream. Create your vision board and repeat to yourself until you start believing that it's already yours and it's your reality now, because our words are truly powerful. And that is something I've been working on for years now, not even just about my life with success, just about loving myself. When I stopped talking badly to myself is when I started loving myself. Honestly, just like 101 right now, letting you know the truth. Yeah. And those moments where I feel a little unlovable, I remind myself all the work that I've gone through and I talk to myself and I remind myself how amazing I am and I believe it. And then the people around me believe it too. And anyone that doesn't believe it, they don't have to be around me because that's their reality is not true. Clearly, they have bad taste. That's not my problem. So, okay, guys, let's get on to part two. That is French for two. You're welcome. I need to record this before I forget this. But right now, I'm looking in the mirror and I was saying my affirmations. By the way, it is 5 p.m. Kind of like to say affirmations, but it's never too late to start them. I looked in the mirror and I said, today's going to be the best fucking day ever. How do I know that? I don't. I almost didn't believe myself when I said that either because, you know, I'm just like you. I hate cliches and I roll my eyes at things that are too positive because you don't want to believe it. But let me tell you, I started writing my goals and my affirmations and things like that on Sunday evening, I think. Sunday evening, maybe Monday, but most likely Sunday evening. I kid you not, I believed in myself when I wrote those things down. And one of the things was, I want to be more like blank, this type of person, and I want to start getting high-end brand deals. That was on Sunday. I kept telling myself Tuesday, I get an email about a very, very high-end brand interested in working with me. Who knows if it's going to happen or not, but that told me, wow, there it is. It is possible. I didn't think it was possible before, but I made it happen. And whether or not they work with me, that's not the point. The point is that I got to experience the fact that it's a possibility and I get to continue to believe in it and to, you know, ask the universe for things that I want, that I need, that I believe in myself that I can do. I have this friend and, Natalia, I love her. And my friend Sheila and I were laughing about this thing that she does every time we go out, which I realize is kind of a blessing. Every time we go out, Natalia will look at her friends, including me, and she'll say, this is going to be the best night of our lives. And she says this every time we go out. We can literally just go to dinner and she will look at you and she'll say, this is going to be the best night of our life. And you always kind of want to laugh because you're like, okay, Natalia, chill. But then I realized what a beautiful mindset that is. Like constantly to just say that. And then you're kind of like, you know what? Yeah, let's make it the best night of our lives. Because even if there are better nights of our lives in the future, we don't know. They haven't happened yet. So technically, this could literally be the best night of our lives. So I finally realized that what she does is, yeah, I guess kind of laughable, but also kind of amazing. What a beautiful mindset. And I did the same thing right now in front of the mirror. I looked at myself and I said, this is going to be the best fucking day ever. And today's Tuesday. So literally, it's a huge possibility it could be. Or tomorrow can be better too. But tomorrow, I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to say the same thing. And obviously, it's hard to keep up with the same mindset like every single day. Obviously, some days I'm not going to have the best day ever. And maybe right now I'm just like on this kick of affirmations and all that. But you know what? If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. But that's going to be your loss. Because why don't you join me on this like new me mantra? We have 6 more months left of this year. Why not make it the best? Even if you're a little negative, even if you're a little bit of a downer, that's okay. But you can wake up tomorrow and you can choose to not be negative. You can choose to tell yourself, maybe today I'm going to avoid things that don't make me happy. I'm going to choose to focus on myself and put myself first. And today I'm going to choose to do things that make me happy. I'm going to write down my goals. I am going to finally make that doctor's appointment that's been stressing me out. I am finally going to read that email. I'm going to clean all my text messages so I don't have, it looks like I have 500 messages and it stresses me out every single day. Whatever you need to do. Like right now, I need to go through my merch that I have for the shop that I'm launching. It's in the back of my head. I haven't done it. It's 2 seconds. I just have to open the box. I haven't responded to my people in 2 days because it's stressing me out. And all I need to do is just open the box and then I won't be stressed. And yet I somehow avoided it for 2 days and let it pile up in my brain. For what? Or yesterday I had an argument with a friend and I really believed that I was right. And I made the decision to almost even end the friendship because I didn't want to deal with negative emotions. Because, you know, like I said, it's becoming to the point that I've gone toxic in the way that I'm too positive. I didn't want to deal with emotions. And then I had an amazing guest on my podcast. Again, so her name is Simone, and she's a relationship expert. And she said some wonderful things that really got me thinking. And I wanted to reiterate and remind you guys again right now. Here's some of the things that she said. Do I want to be right or do I want to be free? And that was a really interesting statement that she made. I know right now I was talking about affirmations and I'm in something else, but this has to do with affirmations in my opinion too. Because you can't pursue your affirmations and you can't pursue all your goals when you are holding on to grudges or to anger and things like that. So I argue with my friend and then I went to sleep. I woke up. I wasn't angry, but I was just like not dealing with it, whatever. And I guess maybe in the back of my head, I was a little angry. It's kind of like I was indifferent, but unnecessary, because I was going to go with my life, not speaking to somebody over the tiniest miscommunication. And I was thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about my friend. I was thinking about how my friend made me feel. And here I am on this kick of being a better person, pursuing my goals, all these affirmations. Oh, did I drink my water today? Better drink my water, queen. By the way, that's a reminder for you to drink your water. But it's like, I'm so focused on pursuing my goals and all that, yet here I am not nurturing my relationships. I was willing to choose my ego. And I was willing to choose being right over being free. And I think in that moment when I did that interview with her and she made that comment, like, do you want to be right or do you want to be free? It made me realize like with my friend, I don't think I want to be right. I rather put my ego aside and choose my friendship over my ego, over being right. And I'll choose to be free. And to be free is to admit that I was wrong. I didn't think of my friend's feelings. I was thinking of my own. And another thing that she said that was so interesting, which everyone should listen to the episode with her. Simone, I don't know what the episode title is yet because I just did the interview and I don't know when the solo episode comes out. I've literally been randomly recording different bits for a solo episode right now. Every time I have a moment of inspiration, I just start recording myself. It's another thing I've been doing. So you're going to get different bits from different parts of my life in the next couple of weeks and different moments, different times, different feelings. And I think we're probably going to call it like affirmations or something like that, or goals, whatever it is. But I'm feeling inspired and I want to inspire you guys. But yeah, with my friend, I realized I want to be free of resentment and of anger. And I rather put my ego aside and choose to not be right and choose freedom instead. And I apologize to my friend, which, by the way, it's crazy. It's crazy when you put someone else first and when you acknowledge their feelings and you're okay and you put your ego aside and you say and you make it about them. It's crazy how much everything changes, like how much people actually appreciate it. Like within 2 seconds after we had such a blow up, it was like, oh my God, I was not expecting that. Thank you so much. How was your day? How are you? Yeah, I should have also thought about your feelings. I'm sorry too. Suddenly you got the sorry that you wanted to hear versus if I would have been like, you don't care about my feelings, blah, blah, I wouldn't have gotten an apology. Instead, I put my ego aside and then suddenly my friend did too. And it ended up being a beautiful outcome. And I think that's how, if you want to live an honest life where you're going to pursue your affirmations and your goals and all these things, you have to obviously take care of yourself, develop your love with yourself, but also, you know, still care about your friendships and your relationships with people. So, and what's another thing that she said that I thought was really important? And she said,
have I got the show for you? Stop what you're doing right now and go tune into HBO Max's new dating series, F-Boy Island, that's now streaming. My friend is on it, so I may or may not know what's going to happen. But basically, it's hosted by comedian and actor Nikki Glaser. And it's about these three women who move to a tropical island where they're joined by 24 guys, 12 self-proclaimed quote unquote nice guys looking for love, and then 12 self-proclaimed quote unquote fuck boys that are there to compete for cold hard cash. And basically these women are hoping to find love and they're navigating the dating pool together between these nice guys or F boys, meaning are they finally ready for real love or are they gonna go backwards and go for a guy that reminds them of their ex, a guy that most likely is going to fuck them over, but they're probably thinking in their head like, no, but I can change him. So it's a really cool, fun show, really exciting. I feel like it's the next reality show. So definitely everyone Tune in and the finale will reveal who's a nice guy, who's a fuckboy, and who's going to win the heart of the ladies. So super exciting. F-Boy Island, now streaming only on HBO Max. So check it out.
She said every day she wakes up and she says, is this working for me today? And I love that. Meaning you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, is this working for me today? Whether it's the job you go to every single day that you're not happy with, whether it's a relationship that you want to work on or you don't want to work on, whether it's you woke up with angry feelings because you have some unresolved issues with yourself or with someone else. You ask yourself every morning, is this working for me today? Or what, even about your relationship. If let's say you're in a relationship and right now it's a little harder than usual, you wake up and you say, is this working for me today? And every day that you choose to say yes, then you choose to repair that relationship and you choose to work on it until one day you may wake up and you say, you know what? This is not working for me today. This is not working for me anymore. Just like, for example, my allergies. Yesterday when I got in an argument with my friend, again, I woke up today, big bags under my eyes, allergy happened again, and I hate it. Like, I wanted to cry. And I finally looked in the mirror today at 5 p.m. when I decided to tell myself it's going to be the best fucking day ever. I looked at myself and I said, is this working for me? And I said, you know what? No, I have not been putting my health first. I've already talked about it in one of my solo episodes. It's not working for me anymore. I'm not okay with waking up with big allergies under my eyes and not knowing what's happening and not taking control over it and choosing to allow this to happen to me. I don't want to wake up looking like this anymore. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel like shit. I hate looking at myself. I feel embarrassed. And it makes me feel like there's something wrong with me physically. So that was cool. Finally, today was the day that I finally looked at myself and I said, no, I'm choosing to say no. It's not working for me anymore to pretend that I'm okay with these allergies I'm getting every day and to pretend that I'm not kind of worried about what's happening to me and I'm not okay with harboring in anger inside my heart and not communicating with other people when something's wrong and then my immune system goes low and then I wake up with a low immune system, which then causes allergies under my eyes. And then I have crazy eczema, or really puffy eyes, to the point that I need to use an EpiPen before it spreads to the swelling before it spreads to my mouth and tongue, which has happened to me before. So no, today I made the decision. No, it's not working for me today. So I made a doctor's appointment and actually have one tomorrow at 7 a.m. I'm really excited for it. And then another thing that she said was, sometimes you have to ask yourself, how did I create this? So whether you are in a situation in your life you're not happy with or a conflict in a relationship, even if you want to sit there and blame everyone else and you think it's not my fault this is happening, and maybe it really is not your fault, but let's say you sat down and you said, how did I create this? Meaning, how did I put myself in this situation? Even if it's not your fault, how did I get here? And I think that was another really interesting comment that she made, because it kind of made me think. It made me think, actually, how did I create this when it came to my allergies? And it went down all the way to me surrounding myself with people who no longer make me happy. So I realized by allowing them to stay in my life, I created this to myself. I stopped taking care of myself. I put other people first who were not good to me anymore, who I should have weeks ago realized that it was not working for me today. Not today, not tomorrow, not yesterday. By allowing them still in my life and allowing them to be how they are and seeing that they're not changing, I then compromise my immune system because I don't talk to people about my feelings. And then I got to wake up every day with stress, the show to my face. So that's how I created this. And or with my friend, our argument, I asked myself, how did I create this? Even though I thought it was so right. And I realized I created this by not putting my friend's feelings first, by not understanding where he was coming from, and by being selfish, thinking about my feelings. I wasn't thinking about his. I'm like, that's interesting. And I got to take a step back and apologize. And then the last question she said was, which I loved, was, who does this belong to? Because sometimes we take on other people's emotions and we don't realize whether we're having a good day and then someone else is angry and they ruin our day, whether it's the mailman, the postmate, your parents, your sibling, or your friend. They just fucking suck. And now they ruin your day and you don't realize it, but you accidentally take on their emotions and now you're angry too. So then you continue your day in anger and then you make someone else angry because you weren't that nice to them. And then it's like a little cycle. And then it's like 15 people mad that day, not realizing those were not their emotions. You accidentally took on someone else's anger and now thinking that's your feelings. That's not. So I thought that was really interesting too. Like when I got an argument with my friend, he was having a bad day. I was having a good day. He snapped at me. I snapped back. And those feelings did not belong to me. Those feelings belonged to him. And I accidentally took on his feelings. And then I snapped back and made it about myself. And it wasn't. So I don't know. I thought that was all really interesting. I felt inspired. So I wanted to talk about it. And I felt inspired by my affirmations. Now it's literally almost the end of the day, but I'm going to be up probably until 12 or 2 a.m. editing. And right now, when I finish recording this little bit, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to open those boxes of those clothes so I can finally respond to that text. It's going to take me 5 minutes. So I won't be stressed. And then I'm going to edit the episode, some other podcast episode that I have going on. And yeah, that's going to be that. So guess what? Today is going to be the best day of our lives. I just want you to know that because it's happening. This is the best day of your life because it's the best day of my life because I feel good and I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I hate when I'm overly positive because I don't want to annoy anyone, but man, I think when you know what it's like to feel so low and you know what it's like to feel like nothing is on your side. And when you know what it's like to have these terrible thoughts in your brain that you feel like there's something wrong with you, that you cannot disconnect from your thoughts anymore. And you stop knowing what's reality when you just think the worst thoughts and you just think like, okay, you know what? If I just jumped off this balcony right now, like my life will get easier because I won't have to be here anymore or no one will even care if I was gone. I think when you get to the point where you have thoughts like that, when you finally get to the other end and you're like, this is going to be the best day ever. People care about me. I'm loved. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to achieve things and I'm having the best day. And today I'm choosing to be happy. Like it is cathartic. I might be religious, but like it feels amazing. And even if you're not a believer, I hope you can take something from these words and my comments. And I hope you can have the best day ever. Sometimes it's nice to not worry. And sometimes it's nice to believe in the unknown and that things are possible. Like I said in the other bit that I recorded the other day about goals and things like that, what, you know, as we get older, we become pessimistic and we stop dreaming. And I don't want to stop dreaming anymore just because I'm 32. I think I have a lot more years to keep dreaming. And you can either come with me on this path or you can be left behind. It's your choice. But today I'm choosing to move forward and I hope you do the same. Oh man, can someone pass me a tissue? I'm still a little fucked up from that. I'm not going to lie. Also, forgive my voice. I lost my voice recently from crying in the car while driving in and singing really loud, pretending about scenarios that never happened, but crying about them anyway. Yeah, but you know what? It's fine. We've got each other, baddies. So start embracing your reality. Block all those negative energies and people that don't bring joy to your life anymore. Your reality doesn't have to be someone else's. It's completely okay to remove yourself from situations or people that don't add any value to your life. And if you make the mistake thinking they add value to your life, just stop for a second and think. Does this person stress me out when I finish hanging out with them? Or do I feel happy and relieved afterwards? Does this person make me feel bad about myself? Or does this person uplift me? Is this person only there for me when I'm feeling down? Or is this person also celebrating my victories? There are so many questions you have to ask yourself. And that's how you can tell if there's somebody's adding value to your life or not at all. It's okay to put yourself first. once you put yourself first, then you can start putting other people, you know, ahead as well. But always put yourself first, put your feelings first. I've done this my whole life where I put others first. And you know what it's done to me? A lot of resentment, build up resentment. And for what? Not only was I resentful, I also didn't get to do what I actually wanted to do. It didn't benefit anyone. So always remember that each day is a fresh new start to make it the best day ever. And even if someday you're not having the best day ever, by the way, that's totally fine. Because guess what? Tomorrow is a new day. And tomorrow you can start all over. So that's okay. You're beautiful. You're loved. And you matter in this earth. And you matter to me. And, you know, I think I just want you to remember that if you weren't here, somebody will miss you. I would miss you. So don't forget that. Love you. Welcome to another little part on this episode of Violetta's Diary. At this point, I feel like I may just have to call it this because I feel like I've been journaling my thoughts and my feelings, but instead of on paper, I've been doing it via this podcast, and I've just been recording myself randomly from different days and different times of the day based on how I've been feeling. So today I'm not feeling as inspired. By the way, I'm really looking forward to seeing how this one solo episode is going to come out. Like, this is kind of fun and exciting that I'm excited to finally listen to it once I combine all those like little parts from my different days. But today, unlike my other recordings, today I wasn't feeling as inspired. Today I was feeling a little low. I'm recently going through a friendship breakup secretly. I do this thing where I like to keep things to myself. I don't like to talk to people about it. And yeah, I've been keeping it on the down low, but it's basically somebody that I thought was my friend, and turns out they actually fucking hated me since the beginning of our friendship and would badmouth me, trying to make me look bad. And I couldn't process it. Like, I was struggling to process it. Because normally, anyone who's ever tried to hurt me, that's even, you know, even with my exes who have cheated on me. And people always say, oh, I'm so sorry that person cheated on you. And I'll be like, that's fine. I'm over it. You know, I don't have hard feelings. Why? Because I tend to try to process everything logically to understand why something is happening to me. And then I'm able to move on, because if I can understand the why, then it makes sense. And then I don't have to hold a grudge. I don't hold a grudge. I'm kind of like, I understand. Now I can go on with my life. That's kind of just how my brain works. But this time I just could not process it. Because there was no why. It didn't make sense, because I've done above and beyond for this person. And they broke my trust. And they turned out to be somebody who I didn't know, to be honest. I didn't know who this person was, but it wasn't who I thought my friend was. I felt fooled. I felt tricked. And I couldn't process the why. It didn't make sense. I couldn't, not based on their background, like, I didn't do anything to them. So it didn't make sense to me why this was done to me. It was just like, I had so many questions. Because I had so many questions, my brain couldn't process it logically. It felt like an unsolved math problem to me. And yeah, I love math. I am really good at math. I've tutored math almost 10 years before I became an accountant. So in life, I do attach everything to like math logic. And this time I couldn't. And my brain felt broken, and I just was walking around angry for a week. And I was somewhat taking it out on people who were close to me without realizing, because I didn't understand. And I was a ticking time bomb. And then finally today I almost exploded. And finally I talked about it with my friend, and she kind of made me feel better, and she helped me kind of process what happened. But in the morning, I posted on my close friends that how mad I was about something. And then I deleted it after 10 minutes because I felt embarrassed. And now it's been like 8 hours later, and I was about to post like some positive shit or pretend that I'm happy. And I was like, V, stop. This is what's effing wrong with social media, or who we are in general these days, with including myself, where I am toxic in the way that I'm overly positive. And I've talked about this briefly before, that I've become like that's become a problem for me that I'm working on. And I was like, no, you know what? You felt something this morning. You felt negative emotions. You feel better now. You got rid of the negative emotions. You finally understood the why. You're able to let it go. You feel better. But like, don't jump into some fake ass positive emotions. Like, you felt negative. You felt bad. Sit with those feelings. Fucking sit with those feelings, at least for one day. You know? You don't have to feel sorry for yourself if you don't want to. You don't have to feel negative if you don't want to. That's fine. You don't have to wish bad for anyone. No one wants you to do that. But sit with those emotions because it happened. And I was like, I need you to experience it. Stop faking it for other people and focus on your own mental health. No one, like, you cannot be there for other people if you're not there for yourself first. No one is going to ask questions if you don't post for the rest of the day. So calm down. So I took that advice right now. And instead of posting any other video of me being like, hey guys, whatever, like, I don't care. Life goes on. It's just like, no. You know what? Someone did hurt me. I gave them my time. I gave them a lot of me. I gave them a lot of things as well. And I was betrayed. I'm moving on. I'm forgiving this person in my heart. I'm not angry at this person anymore. I understand why they are the way they are. They're just not a good person. And I don't want them in my life. But I did feel pain. And I need to continue to experience a little. And I need to feel bad for myself a little bit. Because it sucks. I have this need. I have such a hard time of being a victim, feeling like a victim, that I always say I'd rather be the villain than the victim. And sometimes it's almost like I'm that person that has apologized to their ex for being cheated on. That's literally been me, because I tried to figure out a way on why it was my fault, so then I could apologize, so then I didn't have to feel like a victim. Because if I had to feel like a victim, that means somebody actually managed to trick me and to fool me. And my ego could not accept that. And that's what I was experiencing right now too. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I did get fooled. But I have the power in my hands of how I want to handle it. I can stay angry, which will only give energy to that person. And to be honest, that negative energy is beneath me. So I'm going to let it go. I'm going to stop asking why, because sometimes in life I've learned that people are going to do what people are going to do. It is what it is. So sometimes there's no answer. Sometimes people are just shitty. Sometimes people just suck. And you have to accept that you can't fix them. And you have to accept that you can't bring negative, bad people up if they don't want to go up. No matter how much of a good person you are. You can change people that don't want to change. But I recently was listening to this speaker and he said that the opposite is also true. When it comes to negative people, they can bring a good person down. Really down. So stay away from negative people. Stay away from bad people, because they will bring you down. They will dim your light and they will take away those little things about you that make you special, and they will make you question yourself. And especially narcissistic people, which is something that I think I'm going to do another episode about friendship breakups, but about toxic friendship breakups, because that is something I remember in my recent friendship breakup episode. I said I'm going to elaborate more after doing more research on toxic friendship breakups. So I think that's definitely going to be one of the next episodes, because that one's rough. When you're friends with a narcissist or people like that, they gaslight you. So they bring you down and then they bring you up and then they bring you down. It's confusing. And that's kind of, I think, what I experienced. I was really confused. But when people show you who they are, believe them. Don't believe their apologies or their words. Believe what you saw with your own eyes and believe how they've acted, especially if it's happened more than once. It's one thing if something happens once, but if something was happening a lot, and also take notice. If that person's constantly losing friends, eventually it's not everyone else, it's them. So count your blessings and be thankful and lucky that you've got to finally take a step away from this person that was bringing you down. Like, as I'm giving you this advice, obviously I'm giving it to myself. You know, it's not the first time that I felt betrayed by a friend that I've done a lot to, but it was the first time that I couldn't understand why. Because it felt like night and day with this person, what was happening in front of me versus what was happening behind my back. It was like shocking. I'm so proud of myself that I didn't ignore the negative feelings that I felt this morning, that I didn't look at them as so evil and so bad, that instead I allowed myself to experience them. And I allowed myself to experience them by getting on this little tiny bit. I'm recording this podcast, whether or not this part comes out, it doesn't matter, because I got to finally say out loud, I got fucked over, but it's not the end of the world. And there were so many good things that came out of that friendship that's now ending, including this friendship ending. Actually, that is a positive thing, because I will no longer have to carry that negative energy around me. But what else is important is that today and yesterday, or this week, when I was angry and I just kept saying how angry I am, or this person did this and I'll never do, but whatever. It was eating me up, because we forget how important words are. Words matter. Words are important. What you say, you project onto the world. Just like when you keep saying, oh, all I keep dating is cheaters, then you keep dating cheaters. It's because you kept saying it nonstop and the universe heard you. It was the same thing. I kept saying, I'm mad. She hurt me. I'm mad. I feel like a fool. You know what? I kept saying it. I was a fool. I was mad. I kept getting angrier and angrier. So today, after I finally calmed down, I kept telling myself, I'm not mad anymore. I'm going to forgive this person. They don't deserve my forgiveness. But that is what's best for me. Because carrying hate in your heart only hurts you. I don't want to hurt anymore. I want to forget. I want to forgive and I want to forget. So I let it go. But I will still sit with my feelings of what happened today. And tomorrow I'm going to wake up a brand new bitch. And I'm going to be fine. Because the worst thing that you can do to somebody, quote unquote revenge, is not to hurt them, is not to do what they did to you, it's to forget about them. And I've said it before, if you guys remember, you know, I'm such a Scorpio, but the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. So when you move on and you're thriving in your life and you're living your best life and you don't even mention whoever hurt you, that hurts. When you hear their name, you just say, okay, yeah, wish them the best. That hurts, because being indifferent feels like that person never gave a fuck about you. And that's how I'll be. I mean, I'm already somewhat over it. Now I sound like I was in the beginning, but I am. Like, talking about it, processing it is all making me feel better. If we sat right now together and said all the things we're thankful for, if I got to sit right now and say my gratitude, things I'm thankful for. Number one, I'm thankful for you guys, my baddies. You guys are my friends, my best friends. I'm thankful for you guys. And you guys tune in every Thursday to listen to me. I'm thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful that both of my parents are alive right now. And I get to experience growing a relationship with them, even when I didn't have one with one of my parents growing up. I'm thankful that I had the chance to fix it. It's not perfect, but it's perfect enough for my father and I. It works for us. I'm also thankful for my other friendships and my friends who have always been there for me. I'm thankful that I get to see what real friends are like, and I'm thankful that I'm able to walk away from a friendship and not be too heartbroken, to be honest, once I stop feeling sorry for myself, because I have real friends and I get to know what real friends are. And this person never will, because this person doesn't know how to be one, and that person will never have real friends, and that sucks for them. So I'm thankful that I get to experience that, and I'm thankful that I get to make other people happy, and I get to make people feel loved and make people smile, because that makes me happy. From the people that I love to my listeners and my followers, I'm thankful I'm able to be there for everyone. I'm thankful I have a roof over my head. I'm thankful there's food in my fridge, so I'm not starving right now. I'm thankful there's some money in my bank, so I'm able to continue having a roof over my head. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning, and every morning that I wake up is a blessing. So every morning, every day that you're alive, every day being alive, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful also for my cat, Pancakes. Wow. I almost forgot her. She is never going to forgive me. I'm thankful for the sun for giving me that vitamin D, because I'm not getting that D anywhere else. I'm thankful for how beautiful the moon is right now as I'm sitting in my living room recording this podcast with a beautiful view on my balcony that I never thought I would have. Growing up, you know, poor, I never thought I would ever own my own house, especially let alone in America, which is the American dream. And I manifested it, and I'm here, and I'm thankful that, wow, I did this for myself. How can I be sad when I have all of that? And I'm thankful that I'm healthy, minus the fact that I found out that I'm incredibly anemic and some other things. So not fully healthy, but it's things that are fixable. So I'm thankful that I got to catch it before it was getting worse. And I'm thankful I'm able to take care of my health. Could have been worse. I'm thankful I made it to 32. And I'm this blessed. And I think as long as we sit and we feel thankful and we show the universe that we appreciate what the universe gives us, the universe will give us more. So I'm not going to sit here and think of all the bad things and all the things I don't have and all the people that hurt me, because then I'm telling the universe that I'm not happy with what the other things they gave me. But also, I'm thankful for the pain that I've gone through. And I'm thankful for bad days, because that is the only way I'm able to appreciate the good ones. So there you have it. I hope you have a beautiful day. And I didn't even think I would end this note almost in tears, feeling blessed, feeling thankful. Again, whoever was listening, if you're just over this little therapy session episode, that's okay. This episode wasn't for you. But I know there's someone out there that needed to hear some of my encouraging words and needed to hear me feel a little down and then get back up. And to that person, I'm so happy you tuned in today. And I'm thankful for you and that you woke up today and you got out of bed. I'm so proud of you. I hope you have a beautiful day. Bye. Well, baddies, we've made it. Thank you so much. You're my beautiful baddies. Thank you so much for accompanying me to this in this amazing journey. I know we're all going through something right now, but I want you to never feel ashamed to ask for help. If I, the Russian Soviet Union girl, can do it, the one with the daddy issues, the one where her dad did not hug her or say that he loved her until she was 24, if I can do it, then baby, I believe in you and you can do it too. Always remember to be kind, because we're all fighting our internal battles and you never know who's hurting, and there's no need to break someone else's heart just because yours is breaking. We never know what's going on inside others and people's lives. So please be kind. It's a whole effect that happens. If you're kind to one person, they'll be kind to someone else and so on. And then there's 10 happy people now. Be kind, create that vision board, and take control of your movie that's your life. You've got this, baddie. And I hope you have, yeah, you guessed it. Don't get mad at me for saying it. I hope you have the best day ever. And I fucking love you. So now don't forget to give me feedback on this episode, whether you enjoyed me kind of, you know, recording diaries like this and you want to hear something like this again, whether you prefer more like Bad Bitch Bootcamp episodes, which those will be coming out soon as well. I'd love your feedback. So if you want to give me a 5-star review, write the feedback in there. I mean, it's really helpful to my podcast. It really helps me. Or if you want to just, you know, DM me on the Too Dark to Be Crazy podcast. Also, don't forget to follow it. Let me know there too. So yeah, don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to leave me a review. Like I said, it really matters to me and it's really important to me and it's really helpful to my podcast. So I do really appreciate anyone that leaves me a 5-star review. Please, baddies, let me know what you thought of this episode. Let me know if there's something specific you'd like me to talk about on any upcoming episodes, any special guests you want me to have on as well. Also, don't forget to follow Too Dark to Be Crazy on Instagram so you can never miss an episode. And my personal IG, Viola Benson. And if you're looking for a laugh, at daddyissues_. See you next Thursday, baddies, and have the best day ever.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.